here at IndianRadio.com. Oh. I'm going to give the booze off to Fernando because he left.
Oh, made good back. Point. Good
I
point.
I did not see him for most of the booze off, so I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that. So you get the win, Fernando. Well done.
We know why I got the win.
With his beaver. No, it's not beavers. It's not called beavers. Bucky's mug. Yeah, Bucky's. I'm back with your beaver's mug. But it's not your beaver's mug. You own it. Well, I guess you're a better beaver.
I own.
Anyways.
I win. Period. Twitty.
This week we got some trailers and some sci-fi stuff coming up. Like starting to get a couple lists about what's going to be out there and stuff. So we're going to not talk about an old movie. We're going to talk about some newer stuff this week.
I'm
real time trender.
Crossing my fingers that 2026 will be a better sci-fi world than 2025. Because there were some highlights in 2025, but as a whole, it's been a little disappointing from a sci-fi perspective.
If I looked at it, because we're like getting close to the year-end review, I'm going to say my surprise sleeper sci-fi of 2025 was Murderbot.
Dark Horse for sure.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that.
I would say that was like my surprise, like did not see that coming left field thing. Do I think it's the greatest show I've ever watched? No.
No.
Do I think it was solid and entertaining? Yeah. Yeah.
Was it the best appetizer before watching the really good stuff? Boom. That's where it gets number one. Good appetizer into what? Was it Resident Alien or?
Yeah, no, it was right around Resident Alien and Star Trek Strange.
Yes,
New
that's
World.
What I was thinking. Yes.
Right?
This may be.
It kind of held the gap between the two of them.
Unlike you sappy, well, maybe mine is actually sappy. 2025 may be the year of In Memoriam. Like so many of our shows are either had finished or were announcing the finish, whether Star Trek, Resident Alien, The Darkness.
The Shadows?
That's The Shadows. That's Darkness Shadows. That's what I'm saying. this is that. That could be the 2025. You know, that's the year of 2025.
Peacemaker?
Yeah, it's done.
Who knew that was gonna kill itself?
Suicide Squad, or is that 24?
That was 24, I think.
So we just hit this pocket of finales and sadness and upcoming sadness for Star Trek, just right along the way. Which there's another season and a half, Mr. Warren.
Warren,
I'm still staying.
I said I got that wrong.
You wounded me. I'm wounded.
Have you guys seen any of the video for the? Or commercials for their Starfleet Academy?
Unfortunately, I have.
Ambivalent. But again, we're not the target audience for this.
Well, phaser set to meh right now.
Great way to steal a line.
You would know.
Yes. How did you recognize theft of creative?
How he recognizes talent.
I like Helen, what's her name from before? She had this kind of spunky sexiness to her. She way back in the 80s even. She's like the lead in the Academy. The little short southern sounding lady. She's been solid. One of those people.
She was on Major Crimes and
she got better, she got prettier, she got older. She's one of them.
And she was in a couple sci-fi shows. Wasn't she in that one like the 4400 or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just 300? There's so many
no,
numbers,
no,
math. The 140.
Yeah. Then to the third one. Power of two. I don't know.
Hi. So let's not talk about that one because I don't know, man. That looks like a. Okay.
Yeah.
graphics and production value. Well, we're going to watch it, but I have a feeling it's going to be one of those, wow, the production value is through the roof. But. Made during the Wokey Woke era, produced then. So moving on, we go to trailers. All right, and I'll have I do now. Just two quick sentences on Stranger Things, the number one thing on Netflix.
Get it over.
Two quick sentences. I Warren, you might enjoy it. I love the show, and I have intermingled with some of the cast and production people. They're awesome. I will say, however, a little campy. Yeah, are you guys okay? Looks like you're
No,
showing your age.
I'm sorry. You're just boring us to death.
No, well, like you care about you. I'm talking
This
about
is.
our audience who does follow them. It did get better towards the end there. They are releasing it four during Thanksgiving, four during Christmas, and I think New Year's Eve. There's one or two or
Yeah,
the
that's
finales.
like the worst. In my mind, that's like the worst thing you can do.
It's new. They're trying it. We'll see. I don't. Yeah, I enjoyed binging it, but then it's like a hard stop for a full month, so that's not bueno. But anyway, from that, we had a bunch of stars come out with one dude who's on Ghostbusters. Actually, obviously Millie Bobby Brown. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Bobby
Godzilla.
Brown, it's her prerogative.
Yes, it is. And the Sadie Sick. I forgot her last name, but Sadie S
Yes.
something. She's going to be in the next Spider-Man. So a bunch of the stars are coming out into the other franchises. And good on them. Good on them.
Good for them. Couple of things that I didn't realize, and I know we have some trailers to talk about, right? Fallout, second season's going to be is actually a week from, no, 2 weeks from
2
today.
weeks. It's in the middle of the month.
Yeah,
So
it's
right
in the
before
middle of the
Christmas.
month. But I just saw an announcement today for the first time that it's not too far from Three Body Problem returning.
Oh, I'm glad they picked it up. I didn't realize they'd picked it up. I
I
thought it
didn't
was a one and
either.
done.
I thought it was going to end up being a one and done, but it's saying it's got a TBA date for 2026, but they think it's going to be early 2026, according to the announcement I saw. And that it's coming back. So I was not expecting that. So I was pleasantly surprised with that.
That's just a very cerebral production. It's not one of those ooh, that you
No.
just sit down and
Is
let
it
it
a thinker? This
burn,
is like
burn.
Expanse. Thinker, but I like it.
No, I like
I'm
it.
into it. Yeah,
It's just
I'm into it.
it's like such a wide jump from, say, Star Trek, the latest one, Strange New World Frontiers. What are you
Yeah,
doing?
so.
You're still looking at
No.
film.
I was just scrolling down to make sure I didn't miss a date in the article. That was all.
So when does
But
when does it went over my
it said early 2026.
Well, that's sort of like the trailers we're going to be discussing.
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to have a nice little flood, nice little downpour coming
I
up.
hope so. We earned it, considering there hasn't been
Yeah.
anything on in months, or at least it seems like that.
It doesn't seem like it. It is a true fact.
Well, only because you two are not fans, but Stranger Things is a big deal. I'll just say. Why, you can do what you
I'm
want. Numbers is
sorry.
numbers.
I'm
I'm sorry. Facts
sorry.
are facts. What? Media? We can do all the other shows that you guys are into that don't even come into the top 10.
But our shows are good.
There's a difference. There's a
Good
difference.
and
All right,
yeah, okay.
Warren, I'm going to ask you for a judgment. What is better, Stranger Things, Resident Alien?
Resident Alien.
All right. Fernando, what's better?
What's that tin metal twisted thing you guys really like that doesn't even break into the top 100 while Stranger Things is number one? What is that?
Tin metal.
Twisted brains
I
for
don't
twisted
know.
idiots.
You say number one. A, I didn't know people still watch Netflix. B,
Well, you're not in the business. It's
I
still
don't
the
know
number one
any,
platform.
but I don't
Boom.
see anything about
Number one
Stranger Things.
platform on the fucking. Oh, see what you made me do? Number
Are
one
you out of
platform on the
touch?
planet because your lack of knowledge
I'm gonna
hurts.
go down and tell Bucky's you curse, and he's not gonna take pictures with you no more.
Shut up! Shut your
Harumph.
mouth! That's not true. He's my
I'm gonna
friend.
send him a
He's my
recording.
friend.
I'm gonna send
He
him a
won't believe you.
recording. All right, let's get into some of the trailers.
Let's start with Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Fire and
Okay.
ash. That's what I need. That's why I need lotion during the winter. I get a You
little
get
ashy,
ashy. I
ashy,
get
little ashy on
ashy
my
too.
shin, on
All
my
right.
shins. I do.
After seeing Avatar Waterworld, I know it's
Trailer.
not the title, but
I
it's
call that
the
one water and sewer. But okay, go ahead.
I again. That movie was entertaining from the visual aspect. I did not care for the story at all. I'm getting the same vibe from Fire and Ash. Will I go see it? I'll go see it for the show. I won't go see it for myself. But, oh, I am not looking forward to it.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry, I thought you were.
No,
Go
I
ahead.
said, go ahead.
The first one, I remember the graphics. It looked like I was looking around to grab a joystick. It looked like a video game. It didn't feel cinematic. It actually got better. The story was like towards the beginning. It got better, in my opinion. Towards the end, it was kind of cool. The one military guy, I met him. He came to an event out here in Fairfax at the Angelica. So that was kind of neat. The second one got a little more traction. This trailer, it looks like the cinematography leveled up as far as anything else. So it looks better than a video game. But beyond that, James Cameron is still one of the best. He may pull a good story out of it. In the end, it'll still be fun to go to the. Is it a summer blockbuster? If it's a summer blockbuster, you know, it could be worth it.
Coming out. Isn't it coming out in a few weeks?
Well, the trailer's out, so probably you're correct. It'll be a good mundane Tuesday 2 p.m. matinee or something like that. For sure.
It comes out in the winter so I can think warm thoughts.
Because it's on fire.
If it's burning that world down,
December 19th.
Oh, okay. So it's a Christmas movie.
I liked the first one, although the graphics weren't like off the charts. I just thought it was a kind of new and innovative story, like, you know, traveling through there and stuff, and the Avatar thing. The second one, I don't know. I guess it's
remember.
Like a family fighting people and stuff.
Do you remember the second one as you say that? Do you remember the story?
The second one was Waterworld.
Yeah, I don't remember it. You're saying this. I'm like, I can't recollect any bit of the.
Yeah, they had green people instead of blue people.
It's like Shrek and Smurfs.
Right? Yeah, the blue people had to flee.
I feel like this is, in some ways, it feels like an 80s game where it's like, oh, look, we're going to have a different color of the same character again. Yay. That's a new character. No, it's still blue people that are now green and red.
In the water. Instead of the trees, they're in the water.
Maybe volcanoes or something. I don't know.
Trees, water, or volcanoes. That's what we're doing.
Right?
Yeah. I just did not. My takeaway from the trailer was ho-hum, but meh. I'll go see it, but it's not something I'm going to look forward to.
That may make it better. Put the bar low, just like when your wife met you. So.
The hate is real tonight.
I'm taking this Christmas present back to the store.
The dollar store doesn't take refunds.
Yes, they do.
From Pro Raw. Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm counterpunching from the. You're making me defend Stranger Things too much when I shouldn't have to.
Well, I thought we moved on.
What's next?
Would be Mandalorian and Grogu.
The three trailer came out a while though, didn't it, Warren?
We
never talked about it.
Okay.
So I'm not sure I'm comfortable with. I understand they're trying to do the evolution of the Mandalorian going to help the Republic, and you kind of saw that in the TV show. I want the Mandalorian to be a bounty hunter. What's so bad about somebody being out there for himself and just taking down people, making some dough? Why does everything have to be like, I'm going to solve the universe's problems?
In general, they're doing their best to be creative and innovative. And again, I've said ad nauseum, especially with Warren, sometimes it hits, sometimes it's a miss. We'll see what this does.
I would have loved, when I see that, it's like, no, I just want to see him be a bounty hunter. I think there's so much they could do in that, so much fun you could have. Kill off the kid.
Yeah, a Jedi based. A Jedi based bounty hunter. So
Didn't even let him phase out like Ben or Yoda. He just wants to kill the child.
They won't let it happen.
Turn him over to the Emperor. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
As you say that, I'm confused. Like, wait, is the Emperor alive? Or is that in the middle between Return?
So the Emperor would be alive for this, right?
Yeah,
no,
he's alive.
Actually, well, yeah, maybe. It's a maybe because they're still thinking General Thawne is going to come back.
No, he's alive.
The blue hair, blue guy.
Yeah,
Thawne.
But he's alive because
Kylo Ren
is alive for Kylo Ren.
Yeah, and
he's
Daisy's
hiding.
Dad, yeah. Granddad,
okay.
Or whatever.
Because all right. This is between... Return of the Jedi.
See, you paused. You paused because it's
hard to think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't remember the first.
That's all I'm saying.
I can't remember the first Daisy Dukes one.
With Luke and in Bo?
No.
No, different universe.
With Luke and Han. No, with Han and. Yeah, well, Luke and Han were in it. Old Leah. Remember she floated into space like Thor?
The first of the new
Rey
ones.
You see what I'm saying? Look at this. We're all over the place.
Anyway, back to the trailer. I actually enjoyed it.
It looks like it'll be fun. Yeah, they're going for fun.
It looks like it's going to be fun. I just wanted him to be a bounty hunter, though. I didn't think there was anything wrong with
that. No, that's not just. There were two. Want to be a bounty hunter and kill the child. Murder the child.
The child.
I got to side with Fernando.
As an artiste.
That's wrong. Just wrong.
As an artiste, at the very end, I enjoyed the graphics for the title. It goes back into like the old, you know, Buck Rogers sort of feel, which is what they're going for. So I appreciated that extra effort. It wasn't just a splash Futura font or something. So you get the kid swimming, and he's talking for the first time. That's what like the fan people do on internet that drives me nuts. Like, okay, that's it's one. I don't know. There's this weird separation for Star Wars fans. When you talk about the OG three, the original three, we talk about it like history, like this, you know, it's the American Revolution, right? Yeah,
it happened.
No. But I get annoyed as F when they start talking about the newer stuff like it's history. Just this is stuff like a bunch
Clone
of fan
Wars
people.
Isn't the original people.
I'm just saying and Rey will fall in love with Finn and blah, blah, blah. I could just see the writers typing or the writers' room of the different writers talking about that's not history. Han being frozen and Luke getting his hand chopped off, that's history. You look up on Wikipedia and it's Encyclopedia Britannica, it's there. But the new stuff, it's just people making it up, and people get upset over stuff that was just written like 2 years ago. It ain't right. Yep. I don't understand it.
I understand.
All right. Well, let's move along because we only have a set amount of time. Greenland.
We got
Greenland.
Another dystopia.
Yeah. It's another version of Fallout. Without the monsters. Without the monsters.
Less sci-fi in that sense. It's more real world if it were to happen kind of thing. Yeah.
I just find the premise of Greenland surviving a giant tsunami. Where the rest of the world did. Greenland's not that far, you know, the highest point in Greenland.
Isn't it from an asteroid strike? Isn't this based off the movie that was out?
Movie
Greenland out like 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know if
you're already making a remake of a 3-year-old movie?
Yeah.
Why? We've run out of A's movies yet?
Dutch or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. I kind of
remember. Yeah, because I watched it and I thought it was pretty good. You know what I learned from that movie? People are stupid. And if there's ever an apocalyptic event that's going to happen, you know, one thing I'm taking is a magnifying glass.
To find your brain, your pee-pee? What are you talking about? To start a fire?
I can start fire whenever. Oh. And if it gets wet, it doesn't matter. Right?
Yeah.
And I can use it to find a clue because all these other people. You can always start a fire with it. That's kind of what I took out of all this.
Well, just a little bit of what you're saying. We only had to look at COVID, and that was like apocalypse light. And a severe thing with like asteroid bits and pieces falling over, exploding, extinction events. People are going to go. They're going to be horrible, ugly, ugly creatures.
Yeah.
They're going to murder everything.
They're that now. What do you expect? Is going to only get worse.
Yeah. But, I mean, when it gets for real, you know, with one of those events. Yeah, it's going to be very
trust ugly. No one.
The worst of humanity will come out easily.
So there's another. I guess there's another comet coming from out of the solar system and stuff. And you know, I don't remember if it's the Indians who does the Kalayuka cycles or whatever they're called. I think that's the Indians.
Talking about the Mayans, the Mayan calendar.
No, not the Mayan. The Kalayuka, something like that.
Aztecs.
Anyways. It's like how there's a problem every 26,000 years, right?
Oh,
like there's a catastrophe or something. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden we've had in the last couple of years, like now 4 interstellar objects.
Extraterrestrial.
Right. Interstellar. Right. Like, and now I'm beginning to think like, oh man, maybe there's a big one coming that we just don't know about. And that's how we fight it. Like every 26,000 years, we fly through maybe like a comet cloud out in the extraterrestrial, interstellar space. And, you know, because we're circling.
No, I'm not a big student of it, but do you have any idea of how violent space is? You're like, we could hit a black hole and never see it because there's no light. We can only see something that hits light, or it's too far away. All kinds of, or some kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, no, I know.
Supernovas where we get caught in one in a billion zillion. We get caught because it's like it shoots out a ray on one end, north and south. We just yeah, if there, you're there lying are the multiple. Wrong way.
Yeah,
there are multiple things. And but Jupiter like, takes a nap.
Like, it seems like Kalyunga cycles, I think they're called.
But it sounds like something else.
26,000 years, we have an issue. And I wonder if it's like how you like fly through like the Leonid asteroid belt
from 300
6 months or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's Leonidas, sorry.
The Leonid asteroid belt. I just wonder if it's like interstellar. You do the same thing.
Again, man, I mean, people worry about their lattes and getting the wrong whatever. Like, what is it, Yellowstone Park? Or is it?
Yeah,
or is
that's it, a super Jellystone. Volcano.
Yeah, it's supposed to go off every 300,000 years or something. Guess what? We're right.
It's a little past due.
And we're past due. It could hit us right on the ass without
Thank
us.
Thank God looking. I watched Sci-Fi Channel. I knew where to move to. Warren's going to die. I'm going to be okay. You're probably not, though. You might get a tsunami.
Ooh, again,
make it up this far.
World War III breaks out. The two major stations are San Diego and DC, or Norfolk. That's it. I'm right by both of them. So, ooh, you guys have a blast with your zombies. Dude, there's a fallout.
Presidential nuclear bunker 15 miles from my house. I'm sure they're going to light it up.
Yeah. All right, next on the list is one that intrigued me the most, Project Hail Mary, which comes out in May.
There is this trend right now, and I we're just feeling it because it's coming in bunches of a dystopian end of the world event. But let's not forget we just reviewed an old movie that was the same damn thing, right?
Yeah. It goes in cycles. I mean, you know, this is to me. Very interesting. I don't know if it's going to be any good or not. The first trailer didn't really show you a lot.
My Peter Tingle said yes. It's like, this is fun. It's good. Ryan, he does a good job of keeping it funny and kind of real. And
I'm hoping it's entertaining and lighthearted. I think that's the feeling I got from that.
It grounded enough.
I love a good post-apocalypse dystopian kind of story, right?
Like, yeah, this doesn't look campy. Like some of the others.
And I like that, right? Like that's like my thing. Like I'm totally fine with the world ending.
Hey, you are now unraveling the strength of middle-aged men. We done it, man. We had a
I'm just saying, I'm totally fine with that.
And this is like, forgive me, this is sort of like a definitely on the outskirts peripheral, going to go into sports a little bit. I'm a Redskins fan, whatever. My glory days are well behind me. I had that time. I feel sad for that and any similar team who is just horrible, horrible, horrible. Like I'm looking at Phil right now.
I'm having technical difficulty. My headset's about to die.
No, not in your ear, Phil. Not in your ear. Into the phones. Oh, I thought you were plugging that. I thought you were plugging that into your ear.
Yeah, it's a USB. It's a USB, not a USE.
No, it's a phone. Oh, okay. Maybe you're right.
I don't know what it was. I'm plugging it in.
Well, you're cosplaying as Lobot earlier in November with your big cups. Ear cups.
That is true. All right, so what do we got next?
Yeah, I think we all kind of like that one.
Highlander.
With Dave Bautista as the bad guy.
Was that him? It didn't look like him no more.
Yeah, Henry Cavill as the Highlander.
Okay.
I'm ambivalent.
And reuniting with Superman Jor-El as his dad with
Russell. Didn't realize that.
Reunite. It looks horrible. I'll just call it out.
I'm ambivalent toward.
Well, horrible, maybe a little strong. Highlander is a benevolent tear within my heart in the 80s. That was such an original film and then you came out of nowhere with Queen doing the score and all the soundtrack, because they were supposed to only do one song, but they loved the movie so much they said, we're going to do the whole darn thing. And you know, they didn't seem to have the spirit, and they just made it larger. You have these giant crowd scenes and so on and so forth, where Highlander was just a little smaller. It was just, you know, it think about it. It's a small village in Scotland. They didn't have these massive 100,000 people wars or in Scotland. Anyway.
Tens of thousands, but not hundreds of thousands.
At least the way it was depicted in the original, it was a lot more moms and pops.
They didn't have a lot of budget for that movie.
Here you go.
It was pretty good production value. Not Star Wars.
And I'm just going to say this based on images alone. I don't like movies where Henry Cavill has long hair or mustache. If he has too much hair on him, it's not very good.
That is the catalyst.
Witcher program thing he was in was terrible.
Oh, you reminded me of one maybe potential.
And then he did that other movie where he had the mustache, like kind of like yours, Fernando, and it was terrible. So if he doesn't have like
not like yours.
Hair.
The one saving grace, I believe that's where I saw it, is that like The Witcher, which I didn't watch past the first episode, but I gave it a green check because there were boobies in it. I did see in the caption in the green that I believe it was for this trailer. Forgive me if it was for one of the others. There is sexual contexty content with nudity. So I said, okay,
the way 2025's been, that's going to be wiener.
Why do you do these things?
I am having
a parade, and you are bringing rain. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I just rained on your parade.
He does that. You blame me, but he does it more than I do.
Okay, what do you got next?
You're gonna talk
that was
about
the last trailer. Have we hit
that
all
was?
The trailers?
I thought we had.
Yeah, that
one
was
more.
The trailers. No, that was it.
All right,
that was it.
Wrong. I'm pushing the content here, and I screwed up. I thought we had one.
You guys,
more.
The theme of the show is be mean to Fernando. Phil is tattletailing on Bucky's on me, and Warren's returning my $1.50 store gift now.
It was more than $1.50.
And then there was
was.
And then you took it
was
back.
$1.50 store. Mother, yours. I'm so sad. It's okay. You can't kill him.
There's
also
a show coming up, and I haven't found a trailer for it, but I've read a couple articles on it. I'll have to look for the trailer. I forgot. That was something I wanted to do today, called Star City.
Haven't heard of it.
Sounds pretty basic.
It's about from what I read, it's like it's where the Soviet Union beat the U.S. to the moon, and then it's
that
like
sounds
a
familiar.
What if.
Maybe I've seen something.
I think I read a book like that once.
And it talks about like the cosmonauts and the engineers and stuff like that, the Soviet space thing getting there, and it's kind of like a what if they had beat us there and what they would do and stuff.
Well,
I like that kind of stuff. Like I love The Man in the High Castle, The Man in the High Castle.
Well, here
stuff like that.
Here's the thing, according to Big Black, the moon is made of drywall, so it's not that big a deal.
Big Black could be true.
I'm just
could
saying.
Right.
And who else came out recently? Like, it was a Kim Kardashian came out saying that the moon, everything is fake. It was all staged as well.
Yeah, but her booty's real. So. I'm going to tell you what.
He ain't lying.
If I'm lying, I'm crying.
It'd be true. It'd be true, though.
True that. That'd be like that old thing. True that, not true that. That is true that. Anyways, we'll be back next week. I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week, but that's probably good. Maybe we'll get something to talk. I don't know. Maybe we'll get
Fernando. You just missed him up completely.
You did.
We can't talk about Booty and then Bucky's Rhinoro.
Yeah, you can't do that. We'll be back next week.